It was actually my sister who set this whole thing up. So my mother was diagnosed with MND at the end of last year. Jazz decided to, for her birthday, rather than having any presents, she decided to actually just do this, arrange this walk for all her friends and just to show support for mum. So the whole sort of theme of the walk is, kind of, you'll never walk alone. It's to show support for mum, raise money for Motor Neurone Disease Association, who are on the front line developing, giving money even to researchers who are developing a cure for this horrendous disease. The Ice Bucket Challenge was really the first big campaign that kind of addressed this illness. But since then, there has been so much done in the field of research around the disease itself. It's just, yeah, there's more that needs to be done, and it's almost like because we're really ingrained in the research now. We've done so much research into the research, if you like, and we can see that there is so much coming through, and it looks really positive towards a cure and treatment. Just there's more money needed to sort of support these guys that are doing this really valuable work. So the walk is it's fitting in with Jazz's passions, because she's doing a PhD in nonsense poetry, which is very ironic. I'm sure everyone with a PhD out there will understand that one. But so the Coleridge Way is the place where we're actually doing the walk, which is in Somerset, and it's a 50-mile stretch of beautiful countryside in Somerset. And we're doing about 35 miles of it in 3 days. And the reason for doing it is because Coleridge was a famous poet. So Jazz is bringing her love and passion into it as well. Well, there are a lot of organisations out there that are actually getting behind this. One of the organisations that's really helped us has been ALS Worldwide. But there's a lot of different factions around the world who are doing research on this. And ALS Worldwide is a good source for finding out information about the disease and that sort of thing. Also, obviously, if you go to the Motor Neurone Disease Association's website, they'll give you a lot of information about it as well. From my personal perspective, having seen how horrible it is, this disease, it really sort of attacks, because the disease basically attacks the nerve endings and neurons, the brain. So it eventually your brain stops connecting with your muscles, so your muscles then start to deteriorate and waste away. We all know Stephen Hawking, but it comes at different rates, right? So actually, Stephen's been quite lucky to have been around for 40 years. Most people that get diagnosed have, between 1 and 3 years, really, on the most part. So it does depend, obviously, on which type of motor neuron disease you've got.